Hello, podcast pals. It is yet another episode of the With Purpose podcast. And in today's episode, we take a moment to muse on the idea of misuse and abuse. Yes, misusage and abuse from a disposition of lack of understanding. It dawned on me that there aren't many things in life that come with a catalog or a user manual. Yeah, the abstract, and what that is the things considered elusive, or perhaps think of it as the non-tangibles. Yeah, they certainly do not come with a prescription or prescribed manual on how to operate. I took a moment and pondered on dimensions of accessibility, or the separation that exists between different swim lanes of knowledge or information. Hence, accessibility. Yeah? In government or the military, it is observed as levels of clearance. While we live in times in which we have ease of access to information, information parity is not guaranteed. Levels of clearance. Has it ever occurred to you to think, who or what is the source of information for the government's top secret information? Yeah? Well, you're not alone, except, I guess, we'll never know. Levels of clearance. Information in and of itself is free, although accessing information may come at a cost. I want you to think of it this way. In the U.S. alone, we are at about $1.7 trillion U.S. dollars in student loan debt to date. Just take a moment and digest that number, $1.7 trillion. Easily the GDP of Saudi Arabia. 1.7 trillion. Now, 1.7 trillion is not equivalent to information. Yeah? It is equivalent to access to information. This is how much it has costed a group of people to access information. 1.7 trillion. So, here is my attempt to sound poetic about this. Yeah? Quote, pursuit of information about a thing is the pursuit of understanding for the thing. For whence this lack of understanding doth arise, misuse and abuse shall be thine constant companion. End quote. Misuse and abuse. Dimensions of accessibility are proportional to weighted information and understanding of the thing for which is a subject. As human beings, we possess five senses, which are our natural abilities, yeah? To see, hear, taste, smell, and feel. Except this is operational within one dimension of accessibility and does not break us through to access cosmological depth or galactic spaces where we are able to observe the breadth and depth of the cosmos or the beauty of expansion of the galaxies. Yeah? For that, sensory enhancement is required to break into new dimensions of accessibility. This here is a level of clearance. Without help and assistance, information about the galaxies or the cosmos, if you will, would be unfathomable and unattained, which would have morphed our understanding of the universe. Misuse and abuse. Lack of understanding for anything really, whether it is an object or something a little more abstract than that, like a relationship with a loved one, or an elusive notion to which one holds onto strongly. Lack of understanding is the detriment for the thing at hand. Not having a crisp understanding of a relationship between things or people is really the genesis for the perishment of the thing. It is a call to use it for the incorrect reason, misuse, and use it incorrectly, abuse. Imagine having a purpose here on earth and having no understanding of what that is. Certainly the usage would be for the incorrect reason. Yeah? Oftentimes, this is a limitation that exists when there is no catalog or user manual. Hence, like we said earlier, misuse and abuse shall be thine constant companion. Really, the thing for which you are unable to manage, you get to lose. It really is a natural progression for things to start off well and incur a degradation as time lapses. If you've been following, we've talked about expansion in one of our episodes where we mentioned that things have a natural proclivity to expand and get into what we refer to as entropy. Let's have a go at it, yeah? Well, stop mowing your lawn for a moment and watch it go to work. Or that relationship that you love so dearly, take a moment to stop working on it and see it spiral into nothingness. Refuse to visit the gym for some time. Your health may just testify against you. The thing for which you are not able to manage, control, keep, and or restrain, if you will, that you get to lose. We do not have too many things in life that come along with a catalog or a user manual. Pursuit of information is the road that leads to dimensionalities in information accessibility. The commander-in-chief of a state is commander-in-chief, given this is proportional to dimensions and their levels of clearance. There are times when things break, and that is a testament to the lack of mastery of the thing at hand. And that's okay. What this is really is a signal. The ability to pick the signal from the noise for direction is like a dolphin whistling to find its prey. The signal in the noise. It is a dimension of accessibility that opens a portal of information for the understanding of the thing at hand. While you go about your week, let's find the signal in the noise to harness information and ultimately the understanding of the thing. Misuse and abuse. Until next time, cheers.